1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
In the order of the, I'll give the invitation, Lord, thank you for this day and the privilege it is, as I've said before, to have this fine asset that you've given us to administer. Give us wisdom in our deliberations today, with the citizens of Calvary, in the name of the Lord. I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Roll call.
Terry Crockett. Sam Bankman.
Here.
Jerry McLaughlin.
Here.
Howard Cross.
Here. Is Chuck Savage?
He's up. He's absent today, so he came in.
Okay.
We have one.
All right. Next to consideration of this prior meeting. Any corrections or additions? Or we'll just hold on a second. Just one second. Terry, do you have any corrections or additions?
You make a motion?
Do you make a motion?
I'll make a motion for this, right?
Your second is all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, next on the agenda, unfinished business, Fuel Farm.
So, I've been in contact with one of the vice presidents for Landmark, and they prefer not to enter into an agreement, a short-term agreement that would accept that fuel farm. They essentially want to push it off to the Shell Terrapin. And in discussing it with Landmark, it may make sense to do that at this point. What we're waiting on is the soak test.
What's that?
The soak test, where the tanks are filled with fuel and essentially they're let to sit for approximately 2 weeks. Samples are taken, they're shipped out, and they're analyzed, and you get the samples back. And it's a thumbs up, or you have to dispose of the fuel and do it all over again. The contractor has never had a failing soak test. But that being said, it still presents an issue because the fuel farm, we don't have an agreement with the Landmark. We're trying to get an agreement with Shell Terre, and the timing now is becoming an issue. At this point, I'm going to work it out with our city manager and see if the city can front the money to purchase the fuel, to initiate the soak test, and at least get the fuel farm up and running and ready for if and when Shell Terre is approved by the city council. When that happens, we'll get reimbursed the fuel and we'll hand it over on one thing. The thing is, if we don't do the soak test now and we're not able to give them an operational fuel farm, then we're gonna have to look at doing another short-term agreement to include the old fuel farm into the new Shell Terre lease, and we're back into the same scenario. So that's what we're looking at with that. I wish I could tell you that it's open right now, but the timing with the FBO agreements is mucking it up a bit. Any questions?
No, sounds reasonable. Do you need any approval on that?
I don't, not at this time. So on the Shell Terre update, staff received our city attorney comments this week. Our procurement director provided the summary term sheet, which is in front of you. It is substantially different than what we initially had negotiated. Financially, it's a great windfall for the airport. We have a meeting. Staff has a meeting scheduled for tomorrow morning to finalize the city comments, and then we're able to provide that back to Shell Terre. Once we get those back from Shell Terre, we'll have a clean document. We'll provide that to the airport board. The timing still stands. We're looking to put this in front of city council at the May 19th meeting, which means this board will have to have a special meeting about 2 weeks prior to that. So I wanted to give you all a heads up on that.
So Matt, in kind of a brief date on the term sheet, something that Shell Cares has seen and agreed to?
This, they haven't seen the actual term, this term sheet, not that I'm aware of. They are aware of the financial numbers and over the phone, they've accepted it. They're okay with it. They're, to quote Todd Anderson, no, no, we're good.
What's that supposed to value that finger investment clause?
So part of the initial negotiations, they were to put another $1 million into hangar construction.
A big hangar?
Yes, yep. And then again, the $2 million terminal investment. We're looking at 5% share on all their gross revenues received over $950,000, not including fuel. It's, fuel is pulled out of that.
What does Landmark do, not including fuel?
They're about half of that right now.
So,
well, we hope the development aspect, if Shell Terre builds hangars and rents them out like we think they will do, and I believe that there's a demand for that, those revenues would actually contribute to that number. So maybe not within the first 5 years, but the second 5 years of the lease. I think it's possible.
Is that easily happening with hangar revenue?
Mm-hmm. What about the minimum annual guarantee? How does that, compare to what we're getting now from Landmark?
Well,
with the fuel, without the fuel.
Well, we're getting about $10,000 a year in ground rent without fuel. Getting another maybe. It's easier if I mix it all together. So we get about $40,000 a year from Landmark, and that includes the fuel flowage fee and their 3% commission.
Okay.
My concern as the airport director, I hope that Shell Terre will still be able to offer competitive fuel prices and fee structures to make the tenants happy and satisfied from a cost of fuel perspective, because these numbers are significantly higher than what we had previously.
It seems to me like if Shell Terre altered a fuel discount to the people that are extra faced here, that would be something that would be worrying. And it would probably make most of us happy.
There is a CPI escalation that's different than the Landmark lease that we currently have. The fuel flowage fee is 6.5 cents per gallon. That is also different, and it's not tied to the lease. We can amend that up or down. That's a pass-through to the consumer that the FBO collects. I've mentioned the hangar investment. Timing-wise, right now, the $2 million for the new terminal, with the design time frame and when we could actually start applying for the grant funding from the state, it doesn't make sense to get into the clause about talking about, I'm sorry, it doesn't make sense to have Shell Terre front the entire $4 million. We're still talking about that, but the $2 million grant from the state will be available in July of next year. So by the time we go through getting Shell Terre geared up, they have to start design within, I think, 6 months of closing. That's probably going to be around June, maybe mid-June. By the time the actual product is designed, we'll be ready to get the grant from the state. But overall, that's that's the offering. It is possible that the T-hangers could be offered to Shelter under a management agreement. We did discuss that. That will not be included in this initial lease draft, but it's something that could be up for discussion in the future.
Okay. Question?
Okay. Moving to the ARC facility, and I apologize, I have to train myself to stop calling it that. We're trying to rebrand it, and I've been pretty good so far, but here I just labeled it ARC facility. It's the airport training site, and we may look at the Florida emergency training site at Ocala. We're technical training site. We're looking at different terminologies right now and trying to brand it. We have initial short-term agreement with the school board that was provided to the airport board for your review. I think we sent it out yesterday afternoon. We got the most recent version in. To summarize that, it's for the entire 12.68-acre site. The lease term is from May 1st through July 15th. That covers them for their big government-sponsored training time frame, that big contract that they were looking to get. It's $7,500 for the entire term. We do anticipate entering into a future long-term arrangement on the property. We had an appraisal done for it. We got a fee simple value for the entire 12.68 acres. It came in at $880,000. The monthly rental, if we were to keep it and just rent it out, came in at just over $8,000, and that's a net figure. And then there's a daily rental of $775 a day. Coincidentally, I received an inquiry last week from a company out in Daytona looking for a large training room site, and the training facility would actually accommodate just that. So we just took delivery today of the 21 training tables and the 43 chairs to go along with it. And the whole site is coming together very well. Our staff's been working, the city staff's been working a lot to bring it up to speed, painting the interior, fixing some of the things that were neglected from the previous tenant. I would ask the board's approval of the short-term agreement. This will go to the city council at their next meeting.
I have a motion to approve.
Okay, motion.
Second.
I'll second it.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Terminal parking lot. We received a 30% design. Copies of the full design are in front of you. Those are those plans right there. The grant request to the state has been complete. We don't have the official reply yet, but the grant request was submitted. Pardon me, the estimated total project cost with the FAA, state, and our local share of those grants is about $1.1 million for the parking facility. There's a larger schematic over here for the audience if you want to take a look at it later. Right now,
where's the terminal building in relationship to that?
Sure, I don't have a laser pointer, but I'll stand up. This is 60th Avenue, right here. Here's the existing entrance and the loop around, control tower, terminal buildup, and the apron is right down here. So north is actually
the left. So where are the new terminals?
The new terminal is going to take the place of the existing terminal right here, right there. So this parking lot project is here. When the terminal is built, you can see the hashed line. It's anticipated that once that new building is built, we'll come back and fill in and pave this out here and have some funding available and maybe we'll tie in these two as well. Walkways, come through here, these are temporary, of course, once the new pass, once the building is built, these will be built, that walkway will just be a permanent fixture. Landscaping on 60th Avenue will be a small drainage retention area on this side over here, small and narrow, kind of an overfill. but essentially it will block piping that picks up drainage, comes over here and then loops around and runs into the airport stormwater pond network in between Taxway Alpha and the apron.
So the one that's next to the existing building, we know where you ordered it.
Yeah, well, actually, that pond is right here, and when we acquire this property from the sheriff, we'll expand into there as well. We'll have to accommodate that runoff from that pond, from their parking lot. So that this is going to end up, the pipe right here, what we say, it's 36 inches around that, and it comes around a 48-inch pipe, because it's sized to accommodate this development, as well as any future shelter airport development that occurs in this area. That way we don't have to run a new pipe through the apron. The pond that's right here, once this development occurs, will actually come, will help to accommodate to that development.
Okay. Any questions, comments?
Our engineers are in the audience too.
What's that?
Our engineers, Michael Baker, are in the audience as well. They can answer all of your technical questions.
All right. Adequate parking, no question.
For what you have now, and well, we can do second phase for future.
I think their technical report that's in front of you as well addresses that. The engineer's report.
Gary, we defer to you on the department's effort. You deal with it more than we do.
Not on the airport.
Well, I should mention the overhead power lines on the entire frontage on 60th Avenue will be undergrounded. So we're going to clean all that up. It'll be a nice presentation for the new terminal.
Maybe we can get some median injury work so that you can actually begin to have air.
On that medium?
Yeah.
There's left turn and right. Oh, did you hear it? Yeah, that's a separate project.
We already had that discussion.
Let's stick with the parking lot now.
Seriously.
I know. We talked to the county about it, and they won't amend it. It's a county road. County road.
Ridiculous work that I've never seen.
It may not be the worst, but it's not a chance.
All right.
Question, who's running the underground of the power lines?
It would come out of this project.
Comes out of this project. Mm-hmm. Was Duke Energy?
City.
City?
Mm-hmm.
I got plenty of money in the utility department. I'm covered. Don't make me nick you.
All right.
Moving on. Where are we? RLR renewals. RLR Investments, they have two hangar leases on the airport. This is just advisory. They renegotiated their lease agreements in 2010. They are up for renewal in December of this year. This is the old Plumlee hangar. RLR has the lease on this one. And this is the old Amelia, or East Coast Aviation hangar, right down here. Oh, that's really hot right there. No. Well, you get the idea. This is the old Amelia hangar here. The renewal's in December. I was notified that they are interested in possibly purchasing the Red Rover hangar with their fuel farm right here. We anticipated that, kind of thought that was going to happen. They wanted to... they wanted to amend the Red Rover lease that we just spent all that time and effort on amending to make it match the existing leases with RLR. Those leases expire in the year 2050. I advised the attorneys at RLR that the airport board was pretty adamant to have that fuel farm go away at the expiration of the Red Rover lease, and they would most likely not be favorable to that kind of an arrangement. He's going to get back to me. So that's what I conveyed to them. We've already talked about the training site lease. We actually had it listed twice here on the agenda. So we'll just move right into operations. for March, they continue to be great, quite a bit higher. 56.91 on the total operations in March, compared to 49.35 in March of 2014. So those are numbers that we really like to see. Our operations are going up. Copies are in front of you as well. Fuel sales, on the other hand, year to date, why don't we look at that? Year to date, we are about 14.5% below where we were this time last year. Hopefully, the month of April will make up for that. But March jet fuel numbers and avgas, I should say, were significantly below what they were in 2014.
Anything you attribute that to? Other than not going anywhere?
You know, it's hard to say. Our numbers, our ops, were hot. You look at the IFR itinerant, they were off a few operations. IFR 1441 compared to last year at 1489, a little down. You know, those are, if you want to see what kind of jet traffic you have, you're going to look at the IFR numbers, because they're typically going to file IFR. But that big of a, or that little of a swing from the operations count, I don't know why that would affect the fuel sales so much. I don't have an answer for that.
We don't have anybody in the tower kind of.
Oh, do we?
I'll turn off my cloaking device.
That's perfect.
Well, speak up. How's it going?
The calendar year has been up every single month. About midday. The operation that we keep was slightly different than that, but very close. We were over 4,000 about noon today. Last year was under 400 for all of April. So we'll probably be up a good 10% or more again this month. Mm-hmm.
Do you attribute that to the new guy?
No. I was talking to Ted, who's the air traffic manager at Gainesville. And they've had a runway closure. I'm not sure if it's a resurfacing or what, and that's going on at least through the end of the summer. And that may be a reason for our shutdown. I don't know. I would just be speculating, but because it reduces some of their training and things that they do up there, basically from the operation going on. So that could be where I'm at. Not complaining. Very happy about it.
Good. Anything we need to know other than that?
I guess RPA, the company I work for, was just awarded the contracts separately for this area of the country. So the company that manages the car won't change. I believe it's a 5-year contract. I don't know any specifics about that yet. All I know is that they're awarded that.
It's the number of the number of the tower still 6982630.
It doesn't change, Professor. Yes, that's the right answer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just keep it stored in the phone. So.
Where's Bert these days?
Bert is still working, as far as I know, in Alabama. He's talking about retiring, but he talked about that here for a number of years, too. So. I think he measured closer. And you said this phone number. Can you give yours?
You can call them in case they all look up.
I have an help. All right. Is that the number of the tower?
Yes.
Yeah. 8263. So that was ops, that was fuel. I wanted to talk about the airport budget a little bit. You've got the numbers in front of you. Summarized a few of them here. On the revenue side, this is the current fiscal year 15. It ends in the end of September for us. Our car rental concessions, we generate about $134,000 in revenue from that. Terminal T hangar and ground rents, we're looking at about $1 million in revenues from those. And then we have about $13,000 in miscellaneous revenues for a total of $1.1 million in revenues a year. That is up significantly. Our expenditures, we've been holding steady. Salaries for the 5 employees that run the airports, $325,000, includes benefits. Utilities run about $78,000 on the airport. That's the control tower, this building, all the T-hangers, and the airfield, the runway facility, the overhead stadium lights that we have that light up the ramp areas. That's what we pay the utilities on. Allocations, $115,000. That's what we pay back to the city. Included in that is going to be property insurance allocations, facilities maintenance, vehicle maintenance, things of that nature. Operations and maintenance costs about $250,000 for a total of $768,000. I am looking at an average monthly net revenue of around $48,000 on the airport right now. We estimate that our total net revenue after expenditures for 2015 will be close to $380,000. That will add to the fund balance reserve that we already enjoy of just over $1 million right now. I'm extremely pleased to present that to you. It was maybe 3 years ago we were in negative numbers. The fund balance reserve is important. We've got some big grant projects coming up. not including the terminal, but we're looking at a complete rehabilitation of Taxiway Alpha. That pavement out there is well over 20 years old. The south end from Alpha 7 South, where the S turns, is seeing some pretty extreme distress, mainly from the 727 traffic that we have. They're extremely toxic to pavement. $300 each landing. Anybody, any air carrier type aircraft pays the city about $300 per landing. But these are all grant funded projects. We're probably looking around to do the complete Taxiway Alpha is probably going to cost close to $10 million with design and everything, because it's going to be a reconstruct. With the failures that we're seeing on Taxiway Alpha, we're going to have to get into the subgrade and look at that. So it's important that the airport has this fund balance so that we can use that as grant match for these future projects. We don't want to get into the position again of having to borrow money from the city and paying them interest. FAA wants a self-sufficient airport, and this is what we're doing. And at the last meeting, I advised the board that we had to terminate one employee. We did hire a new employee who's transferred from Parks and Rec. We're shorthanded today, so he's out in the field, he's working, couldn't stay in the meeting. His name is Jason Smoker, he's transferred from Parks and Rec. He's a great guy, and we're looking forward to working with him. He's blending in very well in the airport. So if you see somebody you don't recognize driving one of the airport vehicles, stop and say hi. That's all that I have.
All right. Are there any persons wishing to appear?
It's still open.
Yeah.
Any update on the guy that broke into the hangar?
I don't have an update.
He's in trouble.
Thanks.
Still under arrest?
No, last I heard he bailed out of jail, and they put him right into the centers. But that was last month. I didn't get an update.
Since they are pressing charges, because my people, one of my guys had to go get their positions.
Your line tech that caught him.
Yes.
Great.
All right, any comments from the board members? Hearing none. Any other business?
Congratulations on that budget.
All right, thank you.
That's very impressive.
Amen. Keep it.
Very impressive.
Okay, we're adjourned.